Maine Democrats call on Graham Plattner to withdraw after sexual assault allegations. By Marianne Angela on July 6, 2026. Maine Democratic Party leaders on Monday called on Democrat Senate nominee Graham Plattner to end his campaign following recent sexual assault allegations, saying the accusations against him have become too serious to ignore. In a joint statement, party leaders said they take their responsibility to vet candidates seriously and pointed to what they described as serious, credible allegations made by multiple women over the past several weeks. They said the latest claims went even further. Over the past several weeks, multiple women have made serious, credible allegations against Graham Plattner. Today's statements take those allegations even further, the statement said. Maine Democratic Party leadership is calling on Graham Plattner to withdraw as the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate. The party said it stands with women and survivors regardless of political affiliation and praised the women who came forward. Statement from Maine Democratic Party leadership on allegations against Graham Plattner pic.twitter.com/chptfoc9x. Maine Democrats, at Maine Dems, July 6, 2026. The Maine Democratic Party leadership stands with women and survivors, and that principle does not bend based on party affiliation, the statement said. We respect the women who made the hard decision to come forward. Speaking up is often costly. Party leaders also said the Senate race should return its focus to challenging Senator Susan Collins' army, arguing the allegations have overshadowed that effort. This Senate race comes at a pivotal moment in the struggle against a government supported by Senator Collins that serves the interests of the wealthy and powerful at the expense of ordinary Maine people, the statement said. It is essential that we refocus this campaign on that struggle. Plattner said Monday he is reconsidering the future of his campaign after his former girlfriend accused him of sexually assaulting her in 2021. Plattner denied the allegation, calling it false, but he acknowledged the political impact and said his team is taking time to determine the best path forward in his bid to unseat Collins.